It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad, I'm your host. Today is February 6, 2026, a couple days away from the big game. Yes, you know what game that is. I don't want to get sued. Actually, I'm going to say it later in a headline. So, yeah, it's the Super Bowl. You know, sue me. All right, let's jump into the birthdays. Only one today, but it's massive. This is, you know, massive is actually an understatement here. This is quite, honestly, possibly the greatest singer in rock and roll history. The man, Axl Rose, is 63. The memories, thank you, sir, for the memories. Amazing. And also on this day in history, 2023, just a few years ago. My God, this is sick. This is sick, but, you know, we have to report it. Turkey and Syria were hit by a 7.8 earthquake and a 7.7 aftershock, causing the deaths of 50,000 people. I mean, 9/11, we lost, what, between 2 and 3,000? And that was a terrorist attack, but this, you know, this is a natural thing. But still, I don't know, 50,000 people. That's just disgusting, really. 2018, SpaceX launched a car into outer space. That's great. I think that money could have been better spent saving the SS United States historic cruise liner. Couldn't we have used that money to save that ship instead? But no, there's a car out there in space doing nothing. And now we have to sink that ship and make it a scuba diving attraction, I guess. Or a fishing, an artificial reef to attract fish. So I don't know, but it is what it is. 2014, Jay Leno retired from hosting The Tonight Show. I gotta be honest, I love Jay. But I like his car show. I didn't really watch The Tonight Show because at the time, I was a Letterman guy, you know, and I think they were on at the exact same time, 11:30, I believe. And, yeah, I don't know. But 2014, what was that? 12 years ago. Huh. Seems like it was longer than that that he has been out of the game. I guess he retired 5 years, like in 2009, and then came back for another 5 years. But, yeah, all right, we've got some. See, we don't celebrate deceased people's birthdays because you can't wish them a happy birthday, right? So, but we do acknowledge their birth, you know, the days they were born, their birthdays. 1945, Bob Marley was born. On this day, February 6th, in 1911, Ronald Reagan was born. On this day in 17, Zsa Zsa Gabor. And in 1895, Babe Ruth was born. Pretty big day in historical birthdays there. But all right, let's get into the meat of this program, which is the news. This one from TMZ, Nancy Guthrie kidnapping first ransom note deadline passes. Son makes new plea for proof of life. Yeah, you don't want to send them money for nothing. It's a touchy situation, you know what I mean? You kind of do want to send them money. in case the communications are bad, and I don't know. But the first deadline lapsed at 4 p.m. Pacific time Thursday. That's when millions of dollars in Bitcoin were due in exchange for Nancy's safe return. Bitcoin. Jeez. So, yeah, she's still out there, hopefully still alive. This is so sick. I just don't. There's another headline. The next one's from Fox News. Second deadline in alleged Guthrie ransom demand, quote, for more, far more consequential. So, yeah, I guess this is ongoing. They maybe, it says alleged, so we don't really know exactly. This is just hearsay at this point. Don't know exactly what's going on, but so what I want to know is, do these people, have they just watched too many movies, like too many Jason Statham movies or something? What do they think the outcome's going to be? Do they think they're actually going to get money and then live happily ever after in peace and harmony? What are the chances of it? There's zero chance, really. The FBI is gonna get this guy or these individuals. I think they have an idea of who it is, and I think it's family related. So I've heard things about so yeah, possibly a member of the in-laws is what I heard. So we'll see, but even if they got away with it, can you imagine, like, how could you even sleep at night knowing that any second now the FBI could be like crashing through your bedroom window, and beating the crap out of you and taking you to jail and putting you in the hole. You see what I'm saying? For the rest of your life. You'd be cellmates with El Chapo. That sounds like fun. You'd be next, right next to him. You guys can be buds. They've got to catch these people. I hope they treat him like they treated Saddam Hussein. Here's one from CNN. Bill Gates faces fresh scrutiny for Epstein files following Justice Department's document release. Yeah, not looking good for old Bill Gates. His name popped up in this batch of Epstein files. He's feeling a lot of heat right now. I'm telling you right now, not a good time to be him. But I mean, if he did something bad, he needs to pay the price, right? That's you gotta. Scumbags got to pay the price. Sometimes it's a hefty price. TMZ district attorney pushing for 10-year sentence after probation violation. This is for Mahomes' dad, Patrick Mahomes' dad. Now I'm thinking 10 years. Well, my God, what did he do? Okay, apparently it was for a DUI. And I'm thinking, well, he must have killed someone in this in a car accident or something. Well, he didn't. I guess he just got his third DUI in 2024, which is a felony. And so he broke it, but then just recently he got caught drinking. He got caught with alcohol in his system, which is a violation of his probation. And so they're pushing for 10-year sentence. See, that to me is not, that's not cool. That's not realistic. I think maybe, I mean, he what they did, if they caught him driving, yeah, that'd be one thing. Just to have him just, catch him with blood, alcohol in his blood. I mean, maybe 6 months? 6 months in the big house? Yeah, I think that's more like it. 10 years? Get the hell out of here with that. You gotta be kidding. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment.
Don't touch that device, because the Lunch Show will be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Chad. Just wanted to take this opportunity to let you know that The Lunch Show was always intended to be a TV show, and that's still the plan. So keep listening to the show. Click on all the things that help support us, and it's time to get back to The Lunch Show.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, there's more of The Lunch Show with Chad Summers.
All right, we are back at The Lunch Show. Thank you for staying with us. Here's one from Fox News. U.S. forces kill two suspected narco-terrorists in Eastern Pacific lethal strike operation. You know, I was thinking, are we done striking these drug boats now that we got Maduro? Like, we struck how many boats before capturing Maduro? And I thought that was just something we were going to do leading up to that, just to let him know we were coming. But I guess not. I guess we're still on the hunt for these cartel boats, you know, and that's great. That's great. Now here it says U.S. forces killed two suspected. Well, it better be more than just suspicion, right? I mean, you killed them, so better damn well know they were narco terrorists, or else that could be problematic. But I think they're pretty easy to tell, you know. Rand Paul was saying, you can't do that because they might be fishermen. Get the hell out of here. Get Rand Paul. Fox News. Caroline Levitt says Trump prefers not to watch. What's his name? Bad Bunny at Super Bowl halftime show. Turning Point USA is putting on an alternative halftime show performance. This is going to be aired on Trinity Broadcasting Network. So if you're tired of the halftime shows that we've been seeing over the past several years, if they're not doing it for you, there's an alternative this year. It's at Trinity Broadcasting Network. Most likely going to be rock and roll and country music type thing. More traditional American music, I would say. All right, that leaves us with one story left, and it's good. You know it's good. If you've listened to the show before, you know it's a good story, because that's how we roll here. Always end the show with a good news headline. Before we do that, I just want to say subscribe to the show. Like I said in the break, we are doing this show in picture soon. It's going to be a TV show right here on YouTube or wherever you can watch videos. So that is coming soon. We're really excited about that. And hit like and thumbs up and all, anything that you can click on to support the show, click on it. We really appreciate it. We're not going anywhere. We're going to help you get up to speed, so when you go out to the bars and parties, and you know what's going on. You know enough to at least say, yeah, I heard about that, right? And then, you know, once you say that, they're not going to think you're completely, like, out of your mind. All right, here's one from Good News Network. Farmer's kids cuddle up with newborn calf on the couch after she nearly froze outside. This happened in Kentucky, the great state of Kentucky, in January. I guess the temperatures got down to the single digits, and they had a baby cow born on their property. And I guess the thing was freezing to death. It had, they said his umbilical cord, his or her umbilical cord looked like a popsicle, which is disgusting. And then it had like All that nasty stuff from the birth process all over it. Yeah, I'm losing my appetite actually as I speak about this. But so they cleaned all that off, and then this thing ends up on their couch. I mean, that, yeah, if you're going to do this, like put it in a box or something in the garage. You don't let it on your couch, for God's sake. But they did. Typical woman for you, you know? Oh, it's one of the family now. Yes. Yes. It's a cow. But anyway, the kid climbs up on the couch and cuddles with it. There's a picture of it at Good News Network. If you want to check it out. When we do the show in picture, coming soon, we'll have those photos for you and videos for you right there on the show. So that'll be great. But yeah, you know, hats off to these people. I know it's going to be hard to eat this cow in the future. You know, it's going to be their pet from now on, right? It's going to be pardoned like a White House turkey. But that's great. I'm an animal person, and so I love those stories. There were other, you know, it's hard to, there's other good news stories out there, but I like the animal stories. Hope you enjoy them too. I hope you have a good weekend. Stay warm. It's still pretty cold where I live, and I'm sure it's pretty cold anywhere north of me. So, yeah, we've got spring coming. Slowly but surely, it'll be here before you know it. So you've got that to look forward to. And don't be out drinking and driving as usual. It's stupid. Just, you know, get ride share. I was going to say call ride share, but I don't think we call ride share. I don't think that's how it works. They don't have people answering phones at ride share. But get ride share, I guess, is what I'm saying. Get ride share. And get home safely. Get your car tomorrow. Get rideshare back to your car. You know, it's that might cost you, what, $60, you know, compared to possibly killing someone and doing time and the cost of your insurance going up. And, oh, my God, it's just overwhelming, really. But, yeah, be smart about it. Be smart about everything in your life if you can. Take care of yourself. And until the next episode, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.